What's going on, Rock Church? This is Josiah Lorenzen, pastor here at Rock Church of the Quad Cities. I've got something important today to talk about, something I'm excited about. I'm not sure we've ever done it in the history of Rock Church. Maybe we have and I don't remember. But this year, if you don't know, up on this Wednesday, on March 2nd, is the beginning of something called Lent. Okay, most of us are familiar with that term because of our Catholic friends. You'll see them walking around a lot of times with ashes on their forehead, and there are other denominations as well that practice that. There's something I've noticed that a lot of Protestants do, evangelicals, is that we take tradition sometimes and we throw it out because a lot of times maybe we don't see that it produces fruit because it's become dead religion, dried up. These are the terms that I hear people throw around a lot. But in all honesty, I don't think that's true completely. I think what we do is we swing the pendulum too far. We look at things like liturgy and form and religion, and we throw it out completely. But I think it's the heart behind how you do it and what you do that matters. Now, there's a liturgical calendar. We know this throughout the year. There's things Easter, Lent, Advent, Christmas, all of these things. And we don't practice them all at our church. But we are starting to follow some of it more closely. And listen, I think it's important. We have huge events in our life throughout the year that form our schedules and form what we do. We've got tax season. We've got Christmas. We've got Thanksgiving. We have things. And I think that the Christian life, right, liturgically, it should also form what we do with our families and us as people who worship the living God. So this year, we're going to practice Lent as a church. Okay, now here's the thing. We're not having an Ash Wednesday service. We're not going to come in and do ashes, but we are going to practice the side of prayer and fasting leading up to Easter Sunday. If you don't know, Lent is 40 days of prayer and fasting. It doesn't count the Sundays that lead up to Easter Sunday. And it starts this Wednesday, March 2nd. Now, where did it come from? They've been practicing it all the way since 325 AD out after the Council of Nicaea. It's something that goes way back, just 300 some years after the death of Christ. I think that's beautiful, and I want us to be a part of it, okay? Now, remember, it's the heart behind what we do that really matters. The form, religion, does nothing if it's dead. This practicing Lent will not make you a better Christian. It does not make you more loved by God. Okay, that's not why we do it. We don't do it as something religious. What we do is we open ourselves up to the grace of God. So what we're going to do is we're going to fast something as a church body. You are going to pray and decide what you're going to fast. And we're going to replace that time in prayer and with God. Now, what are we going to fast? That's number one. I think that's different for every individual. I want you to ask God, what is something somewhat substantial that I can give up that's going to give me significantly more time with you in those 40 days leading up to Resurrection Sunday? Something substantial. Now, some big ones that come to mind that are obvious is social media, food, Netflix, video games. I don't know what it is. But I want you to pray to God and say, hey, what is something substantial that I can give up? Now, that's the first thing we're going to do as a body, okay? The second thing we're going to do as a church body is we're going to memorize Ephesians 2 together. I wanted to do something the same to unite us during this time. So Ephesians 2 is 22 verses. You don't have to memorize one scripture a day. It's less than that. I think it's very doable. And I think memorizing scripture produces real fruit in our lives. We've done it before. And man, when you hide something in your heart, we know what your word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. It produces life and it produces fruit. We're going to memorize Ephesians 2 as a church if you choose to participate. So number one is we're fasting something, replacing it with prayer and time with God. And number two, we're memorizing Ephesians 2 together. The third thing, we have an all church prayer every Thursday morning from 6 to 7:30. Led by an elder. Now, I know 6 to 7:30 a.m., by the way. I know that's not doable with everyone, with moms, with kids, certain people, but we're going to ask you guys to challenge yourselves. If you can make that prayer time during Lent, we would love for you to join us. We really, really want to just drench this place in prayer for souls in our city, for redeeming the area around us. We believe we have a call, and we need your prayer to do it. We know that we cannot do it without prayer. That's what God has called us to do. So number one, fast something, replace the time with God. Number two, we're going to memorize Ephesians 2. Number three, I want to challenge you, if possible, if you can't make it, that doesn't mean you're not joining us. But if you can make it, Thursday morning prayers at 6:30, or I'm sorry, from 6 a.m. to 7:30, we would love for you to join us. Now, how do you get involved? Here's all we're asking you to do so we know who's with us. Before Wednesday, there's going to be a group put on our Rock Church app, a members group. We want to ask you to comment on there and say, hey, I'm joining in on Lent. Here's what I'm fasting. We want to see everybody and who's going to participate. So last thing I want to ask you guys, if you are planning on joining us and you're in, would you share this video so everyone from Rock Church can see it? I couldn't be more excited about this. I believe God's going to produce fruit in our church, and I can't wait till Easter, and I love you guys, and I'm praying for you guys, and you've got this. Peace out, y'all.